This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Last month saw the release of the new album from Los Angeles-based Kiwi musician Greg Johnson. Greg is in New Zealand about to embark on the 1,000 Miles Tour that will take him from Kerikeri to Otipoti, and we're lucky enough to have him on the line now. Greg, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, it's great to be back in Aotearoa and enjoying some sunshine right now, so it's good.
You've titled the tour 1,000 Miles because?
Well, I've gone further north than I've been since I played Rarotonga. In Kerikeri, that's where we start tomorrow, and then we do Whangarei, and then sort of all the way down, and we end up, Dunedin's as far south as we go this time, although we have actually played in Invercargill before, but yeah, I'm looking forward to getting down there the following week.
You've been on the road more recently with the Mockers. That's an interesting combination. How did that go?
It was great, actually. Yeah, you know, I'd forgotten how many great hits those guys had, really. And I mean, and old Andrew's such a fantastic character. It's always great seeing the original guys too from the UK and Australia and where they come all over. It was very cool, actually. We had a lot of fun.
Well, speaking of great hits, you've got plenty under your belt as well, but I know you'll be interested in sharing your newer music, fresher music with people on this tour. And,
of course,
you've got Thunder in Fall out as of last year. This was an interesting album for you because it was kind of directed by your combination of instrumentation. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, well, I'd sort of moved to a bigger studio than I used to have. I think COVID made rent a bit cheaper. I found this fantastic room, which had always been a studio, and half of it was already set up. So I just thought, oh, now's a chance to get a real piano because I didn't really have room for one in my old place. So I got an old secondhand upright and remembered how fantastic they sound, you know, pull the front off, stick some mics in front of it. And I built the whole record around that, really, and then got a couple of synths and an 808. And I thought, oh, here we go. This is a different sound, nicer spaces, you know, not so much electric guitar or drums or anything. So it's kind of, it's got a bit more of a mood to it. I think I'm quite pleased with it, how it turned out.
If you can pull out a thread, if there is any, in terms of how the album is lyrically, what would you say?
Oh, I'd say sort of slightly philosophical, looking at the bigger pictures, slightly dark in places, but... I'm sort of like, I suppose like a lot of people, quite fascinated by the whole, the ongoing discovery of our universe and how big it all is and how small we all are. So there's an element of that in there, but it's not all doom and gloom. I think it's a bit of this and a bit of that, you know.
It must be interesting being a New Zealander based in the United States, and you know, you'll remember, of course, all the years that you did spend here. How the kind of perspective we have looking across the world at the other side of the world, where the big newsmakers come from. There you are on the other side, and kind of in the middle of it all, looking back the other way.
Yeah, it's true, and you know, it's been a lot. I think you do realize how kind of isolated, and luckily isolated, usually New Zealand is from so much of that stuff. You know, we had some pretty serious times, actually, even in Santa Monica. You know, the city was burned. There was looting. There was COVID. Everything shut down. I mean, it was a lot of, it's been a lot. But it's sort of coming back to normal again at the moment. So we'll see what happens next.
Tell us more about the album in terms of who you worked with on it and what they brought to it.
Well, I was lucky to have Julia Fordham, who's a friend of mine. She... an English singer, for those that haven't heard her, from the 80s. And she sort of worked on me with a song called Smile or Frown, which has a bit of an Irish look to it. And as a duet, that was kind of fun. She was a great addition to that, and she helped co-write it too, which was good. She sort of kicked me up a notch on that. And then I had another friend, well, my usual suspects from around the place, also Ben King, who's great, and Ted Brown, and Mark Hughes, but also this time around I got a very nice guitar player, actually, who was working on a session I was producing. He's from Steve Katz, and he's from the Caribbean, St. Croix. He is just one of those players that, you know, my fingers tight, and you sort of go, how does he do that? Make that guitar look so easy. But he played some lovely sort of flamenco-style licks on a track called Grasslands, which is the current single. Yeah. So that was... nice having those sort of things, you know.
We're going to hear Grasslands in just a moment. But, Greg, tell us then what you're bringing to us for this tour. How are you going to be presenting your music?
Yeah, well, I think for the South, all the South shows, it's Ben and I, so that's a duo show, which is kind of a different from the full band. In some ways, a little bit more intimate. Digging into the songbook a bit here and there. Obviously, I always do my sort of top half a dozen, top sort of 10 tracks that people have heard and they want, which is great. And I've tried to reinvent them a little bit. I've got a bit of synth backing on a track or two. I've got the trumpet in the bag. So it'll be, it'll be a few stories, I don't doubt. The pub looks good there in Dunedin. It looks like a place that'll be cozy on a Sunday afternoon.
Certainly one of our newer venues here, Greg. And,
yeah.
It's bedding in
nicely.
The
oldies are gone.
Yeah.
A lot of the oldies are gone. But then, you know, that's all right. Sometimes things move on and change. As long as they're replaced with something at least as good, that's good, right? I'm quite keen to see it. It looks like they've got their own brew there too, which is always nice.
You're coming through, on a New Zealand tour. There have been, numerous before, no doubt. There'll be people at each of these places who have seen you numerous times, followed your music over the years, and there will be fresh faces as well. I suppose it's an interesting perspective to bring as a performer now, to be acknowledging those who've been there from the start alongside those who might be fresh to your music.
Yeah, it really is like that, actually, and especially in some of the smaller centres, Nelson, Dunedin, and perhaps north a bit. There's sort of I've got a pretty hardcore little crew that comes out no matter what, and they are like a sort of extended friend family group. Really, it's nice to see everyone and see what everyone's been doing. So it is quite personal in that sense. I think that's a nice thing about one of the good things, at least, about doing smaller places, is you can actually. I mean, it's like traveling to me. I always like to meet the people where I am, so it adds to the whole night, I think, whereas if you're sort of in a theatre or somewhere bigger, you tend not to interact as much.
How far and wide outside of the United States and New Zealand have you been able to take your music?
Not far, honestly. Well, I've been to UK a couple of times and Ireland. I was actually planning, I had a nice little tour all planned just as COVID came and we cancelled it three times and then took the loss, but Australia also a little bit. I'm really due to get back there as well, actually, just main centres. So other than that, not really anywhere. And these days I don't play much in the US because I've got the studio and it's just so hard to make it work financially. Distances there are so huge, and I don't have a big audience there. So I'm quite happy to come down here and do the studio and play here in Australia and eat the seafood, although there's not much left. Thinking about giving that up.
It must make delivering an album all the more special from that point of view. It's your direct shop window with those people who are still wanting to continue their relationship with your music.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I do feel like that, actually. It's kind of cool. I know that there'll be at least a crew of folks who will really listen to it and enjoy it. So I'm quite aware of that too. I think, I've always just pleased myself, but my ears, I think, are quite broad, and I think that's my audience is also the same. So it's good like that, yeah.
Well, we can't wait to have you here. Sunday the 24th, it is at Eric's here in Dunedin. Do hop online and get your tickets from plusone.co.nz. Greg, we're going to go out with Grasslands. What can you tell us about this song?
Well, this is an example of quite a few of the songs I write. I write with an image, just an image in my mind, like a film image, I suppose, but just an idea in my head. And this one really started out with the idea of a really vast kind of Kazakhstan-style sort of grassland that stretches away. Those kind of big vistas where it just goes on and on. And I love the idea of the sort of randomness of the grass, the way it blows. And I know there's a mathematical equation that explains it, but it's still quite, it is still quite a wonderful thing to see. And that's where that starts. And that, on that point, it's like that's the start of the initiative for the song, and then it sort of takes its own life. But Yeah, it's going down very well live, actually, this track too. So it looks like it might stay in the set.
Well, we'll get our chance on Sunday the 24th at Eric's. Thanks
for
taking...
It's the afternoon too, I think, which is nice. I think indeed. It's come and eat lunch and hang out.
Nice way to spend an afternoon. Greg, travel well. Enjoy the shows on the way down. Of course, it'll be many and varied, the spots you'll see along the way. I hope the weather stays good for you and you get your seafood or whatever you choose to have.
Whatever the weather is, I'll be pleased to be there after. It'll be great. So I'm looking forward to it. And thanks for having me, mate.
Kia ora, Greg. Thanks for joining us on the Awesome Morning Show.
Yeah, see you, bro. Bye.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.